want to thank you again for listening today. Let's go right now to the Monclover Road Baptist Church Auditorium for the message.
Some people die early because of selfish sin. Now, to expand on selfish sin, you know, the idea of tempting God. In Corinthians 10, it says, neither let us tempt God. You know, don't get in a car. Put the accelerator down to 95 or 100. You may die early just because you're seeking a cheap thrill to take that car at a high rate. What a tragedy to miss a lifetime that you could live for Christ, a lifetime you can enjoy and love, to miss that because of a cheap thrill. Some people die very carelessly, or they die because they do dangerous things. Number five, some people die because of someone else's sin. Someone dies early. You know, with Saddam Hussein, with Osama bin Laden, with Adolf Hitler, many young men died early. Wasn't their fault, wasn't because of their sin, but it was because of the sin of these dictators. Many people die because of drunk drivers. Not their fault. Just driving down the road or on the street somewhere, and they're killed by a drunk driver, overdose driver, something like that, and they die needlessly, seemingly needlessly, when they haven't done anything wrong. I just say they die because of someone else's sin. Number six, some people die because of Satan. Now, I'll say this. All of these deaths, all of these different kinds of deaths, it may not be God's will, but God has allowed it. When Job was very wealthy, had a large family, God allowed Satan to touch Job, and he allowed Satan to destroy Job's children. So the children died because of Satan. Had the children done anything wrong? Well, we don't know. But we think that we know that they died because Satan decided to take them. He was going to persecute Job. So some people die because of Satan. However, I will say that God allowed it. And only in God's sovereignty will we understand that someday. You can be certain that the ones that are taken early through the drunk driver or through the AIDS or through abortion, those lives that are taken early, you can just be certain that God in His justice will love those people. I think every baby that is aborted goes to heaven. I think every little child that's before an age of accountability, every child at 1, 2, 3, 4 years old, if they die, they're going to heaven because they've not reached an age where they're accountable to God for their sin. So you can be certain that if anyone has taken what we would think is before their time, that God will love them and God will treat them justly. It will be fair. It won't be as if God has mistreated them, although we may look at it that way from our perspective. And then finally, the last reason that people die early that I have here in my notes is just very simply the sovereignty of God. David committed adultery with Bathsheba. Bathsheba became pregnant, and when the baby was born, it was very sick. And very quickly, the baby died. Now, the obvious is the baby hadn't done anything wrong. The baby didn't die because of its own sin. The baby died because of Bathsheba's sin and David's sin. But I just put it under the category of the sovereignty of God. God dealing with other people, end result, someone else died. David prayed and prayed as long as the baby was alive. When the baby died, the Bible says David quit praying. And they said to him, why have you quit praying? And David said, there's nothing I can do for the baby now. He said, the baby will never return to me. This is important now. He said, the baby will never return to me, but one day I will go be with the baby. Two or three things there. David was a saved man. And even though he had committed adultery, he had committed murder to cover up the adultery, David still knew he was going to heaven. God had not let him lose his salvation. David was still going to heaven, and he indicated also that the baby was in heaven. The baby cannot return to me, but I will return, and I will go to heaven and be with the baby. Amen? I think it's wonderful. So I think the baby died according to the sovereignty of God. Will the baby lose something in heaven that he would have had he had had a life to live? I don't think so. I think the baby will have, in God's omniscience, his all-knowing, God knows how that baby would have lived, and God will reward that baby accordingly, and that he won't suffer loss in heaven because of David's sin or Bathsheba's sin. But that baby died because of the sovereignty of God. God took that baby's life and allowed David and Bathsheba to suffer the consequence of their sin. You hear stories about missionaries going into foreign countries and being killed, and you wonder why they die early. I would say they died because of the sovereignty of God. God is going to use it in some way to ultimately reach the natives or the people that killed those missionaries to work and make their effort prosperous or to get the gospel to an unsaved people. I'm not saying it's easy to understand, but I do think that we have to, at some point, you have to say, you know, God, I'm going to trust you in this. I'm going to put my faith in you, in your sovereignty, and I'm going to love you and trust you. Now let me go back to point three and I close. There is a sin unto death. The unpardonable sin here today, if you're saved, doesn't apply. Sinning away your day of grace, if you're saved, doesn't apply. But the sin unto death does apply. And I would plead with you today, examine your life and say, God, if you're in a secret sin, you're running from God or something like that, be very careful. Very careful. Because God has the full ability, capability to take any one of us home early. And it's so important to examine your life. Make sure you're right with Christ.